11th parak of Yevamos, Mishnah Vov. I have another Mishnah of a child which we don't know who the father is. A woman who got divorced or became an almana, and she didn't wait 3 months after the termination of the first marriage, and she got married to somebody else, and she also gave birth. And Ein Yodua in Ben Tisha L'Rishon Ben Sheva L'Achron. Since they did not wait 3 months in between the two marriages, so it wasn't clear if she's pregnant from the first child and it was a 9 month child, or she gave birth 7 months later to a child and it was 7 months from the second husband. So the kids, so we have this child which we don't know if it's from Reuven or Shimon. Now, Hayila Banim Min HaRishon Banim Min HaSheni, if this wife had other children from the first, from both from Reuven and Shimon, so Cholsim V'Loy Miyabmin, each one is a suffix if he is the brother. What happened over here? This suffix died and left a wife. It was a suffix who's his brothers. It's for the brothers from Reuven and brothers from Shimon. So both Reuven's sons and Shimon's sons do chalitza, not Yivam. They can't do Yivam because maybe she's be'etzem zekukah l'yavam to the other family. V'chein hu lahem, the same thing the other way around. If they died, he also does chalitza, not Yivam, because we're not chalitza l'yavam, because we're not sure if he's the brother of the deceased husband of this Yivama, or he's from a different family. This suffix had brothers from the first husband of his mother and from the second husband of his mother, but they weren't brothers from the same mother. So because he doesn't have brothers from the same father, so who choleh to miyabim if let's say that Mr. Reuven had one brother, so and that one son, and that son got married and died, so now his wife is pending Yibum. Now his wife is pending Yibum, who could do Yibum on this wife? The brothers from the other brothers can't, because they're not brothers from the same father. The only brother who may be from the same father is his suffix. So since he's the only one who could do Yibam, he could do Yibam because of Manushach. If he is from Reuven, so he's doing Yibam. If he's not from Reuven, so there's no need for Yibam because there's no brothers. V'hein echad cholet v'echad miyabim. And the brothers, if this suffix dies and he has one brother from or it seems to be him, there's two brothers, there's a brother from each household, so one's going to do chalitza and the other one can do yibam. Why? Because the first one does chalitza because maybe she's kukal yibam to the other person, and once he does that, then the other one can do yibam because mamanim shach. If it's his yivama, he's doing yibam. If it's the other guy's yivama, he already did chalitza and she's not kukal yibam anymore.